Damn. Hey, welcome back. Nice to see you again. What's happened? What's been going on since I last came to the old Monaco Books Weekly podcast show here? What's going on? It's been a while. But not that much has changed, right? Only a few things have changed. Specifically, my hair. I got a lot less hair, a lot more scalp than I'm more comfortable with seeing. But yeah, all right. It's been like half a year, basically like half a year since I came back and did one of these. But here we go. Let's go. Season two. I guess I'm still going to do that. Kicking off right now. And yeah, so here we go. Welcome back to Monaco Books Weekly for the week of May 10th, 2023. there's a lot of things that actually changed on the podcast in life in general, but a bit of a format shift I'm going to do here on the podcast to kind of like shake it up and refine it a bit, try to, squeeze some entertainment and informative value out of this thing. First off, I got a proper mic and a better camera situation happening here. Better background, as you can tell, with my nice little logo looping behind me ever so dutifully. So there was a lot that went into the break, and I mean, it's, 6 months? It better have been, right? Something better have changed or gotten better or refined or something, but it was a lot. And actually, a lot of it happened a long time ago too, because I had kind of wanted to do this back in January, February sometime or something like that, but things happen. A lot of things have happened, but hey, here I am right now. And yeah, I got, there's a lot happening here, but as always, you can, check out everything Monaco Books and Max Books Publishing by, going to the mcsbooks.com website. And also checking on Monaco Books and Max Books Pubs on all socials. And also, you can, stop by the Discord. That's one of the big changes, one of the big upgrades that we got going here, is that we have a actual, Discord server for you guys. And it's a pretty decent one. If I may say so myself, I can click into it right now. Let me share my screen. Yeah, so it's pretty fun. It's pretty good. I have a lot of things set up here. It's kind of like your standard server rules that you'll go over, and like a welcome wall. And new member intros, so like all the new people, you can come say hi, say hey, what's up, or what's up, like my 90s GIF is here. I actually really miss this. Like, they should bring this back. Like, I remember it was everywhere, everybody was doing it, it got played out, it disappeared, but yeah, it's a gem. I think you only appreciate that if you got a little silver in your hair somewhere nowadays. But so the Discord server is split up into two hubs, basically. So we have the Max Books Publishing hub right here, which is kind of like the base for everything Max Books. And we have kind of like the daily kind of inspirational feed. Because as Max Books Publishing is a kind of like a Christian fiction publisher. And it very much has to, in that motif, and so this is kind of like a nice place here where you can get kind of like your daily Bible quotes or things that's put up here, and also have some stuff from a couple of churches. I know there's Mount Enon here in Maryland, and there was the Olive Tree or something like that. I can't remember. I don't see anything because I haven't posted in a while. But yeah, so I mean, you can just kind of stop by here, you either like it or just kind of read, go through it, get your daily inspirational. That's what's called like our daily bread. That's really fun. It's really kind of like a cool thing to do. And also, for Max Books, there is a kind of general chat here. It's pretty empty. It's not that much happening right now, but it's this is so this is kind of like a monitored chat, so it's very much not a not safe for work type of chat. This is kind of like something very light, very family friendly, very general audience-y. To kind of chat, come in, say hi, rap about your day, some inspirational tidbits or testimony or anything like that would be good. The Faith Life forum block isn't completed yet. I'm gonna be real with you. I forgot all about it. But it's supposed to be kind of like a forum board to kind of like go more in depth and like again like testimonies or like your favorite Bible verses or dissecting the Bible or Bible passages, things like that, or like more kind of in depth and more intense kind of like ministry tidbits, notes, things like that. Coming soon again. I kind of forgot all about that, but yeah, moving right along. This is pretty much a showcase for everything that's happening in the world of Max Books Publishing. This is kind of like new videos, announcements, events, and things that like of that nature that'll happen. It'll go there. Again, it's like a Bible memes thing here, where it's just something fun, silly, lighthearted, and again, very much like general audiences. To participate in, and this tidbit here called writing music, which very soon there will be like live streams happening on the Max Books Publishing YouTube and Twitch channels and Facebook too, where there'll be kind of like these like lo-fi, chill hop kind of like background music going on. And I'll use that because I concentrate better when there's like background things happening. And it's so I'd say for like 2 hours, it's a good way for me to kind of like push myself, force myself to like write and also kind of put stuff out on the channel for content. So that will you will be able to see that also through this channel on Discord, right? And MaxBooks Lounge is basically just of audio chat or video chat. I'm not even going to open this right now, but yeah, so anyway, I'm not even going to open that right now. But it's basically if I don't know, Blue Moon, something will come up on events and say, hey, video chat or audio chat is happening so and so time. Join if you want to, or if I'm in there chatting with somebody, it'll just be up and you can kind of join in or whatever. Very, again, very fun, very lighthearted, very, very much a rated G kind of thing happening there. It is monitored, and any kind of like profanity or like really kind of like sexual stuff or anything crazy, anything weird, it's you will get kicked. I do have bots set up in here, so like they do monitor and they kind of do kind of slap hands every now and then, like slap the back of somebody's hand and tell them stop doing that, like be chill. Right, but yeah, so that is the Max Books Publishing Hub, and so now we're going on to the Maniacal Books Hub, which is, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, it's like the real reason to go to the Discord channel, honestly. But yes, I mean, it's going to be kind of the same thing a little bit. So this is kind of like all the newest videos or whatever that's happening here. And now what's the main, well, actually, before I even go there, let's go to kind of like the group chat. This is now this is where you can come and kind of unwind, if you will. This is a more relaxed, more kind of adult chat happening here. So like all your, now don't, nothing too crazy, right? But I mean, grown adults, this is where like the adults will be, basically. And then you just kind of chat, have fun. And these are kind of like a gaming chat room. So like looking for games, LFG. If you're looking for, I don't know, somebody to help with a raid on Destiny, or you're looking to team up on 2K, or something like that, you can come here. And so if you're a PC gamer like me, like a real gamer, and you're on the PC, and you can kind of come here, and just hey, I'm trying to finish a GTA Online mission. Anybody available? Or something like that, and same thing on PlayStation. If you're on the PS5 or PS4, still, if you're broke and poor like me, and you're still on the PS4, same thing for the Xbox. Just hey, I'm on Xbox, on Call of Duty. Anybody want to hop in for a quick game, something like that. And Maniacal Radio, which it's, I think it's off right now. Yeah, it's off right now. But typically, this will be there will be a kind of station, a radio station going on, like a internet radio station going on 24/7, once I put this back up. But so the thing with, so yeah, so it will have a kind of like a 24/7 internet radio station on there. But the thing is, all maniacal radio is all EDM. Just all EDM. We're talking dance pop, techno, electro pop, industrial. Like it's all EDM. That's all we do here at Maniacal. I mean, same with gaming music too. So gaming music is something you can just kind of log in here, and it's like go to gaming music. And just have something going on in the background, like just music while you're. I do that sometimes when I'm like playing 2K, or just Destiny. A lot. I do that a lot when I'm playing Destiny. In some of my Destiny sessions, I'll just log in here, go to gaming music, and have like some music pumping in. Again, techno, all EDM. But if you have a request, just. Type it in there and say, hey, can we get this techno crap out of here and just put in some like real music or something? But I would kick you and ban you because techno is real music, is the only realest music existing today, is the purest form of music. Anyway, but yeah, if you wanted to like put some hip hop, some rock, what, yeah, just put in a request, like, okay, yeah, cool, let's go. I'll switch it over. Or I think I will put some commands in here. So like, it, and it will show like different stations, and you just pop in the command of like, hey, switch to so and so station or whatever. But and again, the Clubhouse, same deal. It's kind of like a group chat, video chat thing there. I would suspect like Friday night, Saturday nights, or something like that would be the main time that anybody will be in there. But okay, so now back to what concerns this as far as the podcast goes. So the format change that I was talking about a little while ago is pulling from the pop culture feed that is on the Maniacal Books Hub in the Discord. And this is basically so pop culture feed is the kind of self-explanatory. It's pop culture, it's comic books, it's anime, it's video games, it's movies, it's TV shows, streaming shows, and things like that. So, and this is all just kind of like one feed that just kind of like constantly just goes, and it's really fun to look into. It's really easy and quick to kind of like keep up with and keep abreast to like everything that's happening in like entertainment news. And so I will kind of call this every week, and I forgot to go up to where was I going? And I'll kind of like call this every week. Oh yeah, okay, here we go. To and just go through a couple things on here. Every week of just like what's happening in the world of pop culture, as for this week. And so for the week of May the 10th, 2023, here is your pop culture feed. I guess first here is, and also, so this, if you, I will kind of put this up on the YouTube page as well. So, if you're listening in, just continue to listen in. But if you want to see kind of like a video version of this, it'll be up on the YouTube channel. So you can kind of like follow along, or play along on the home game, so to speak. But okay, so let's get it started. So first on the feed is an adaptation of Stephen King's Life of Chuck will star Tom Hiddleston and Mark Hamill. It's coming from the comicbook.com feed. And oh, nice. Oh, that's, I am in. Not only does it have a, not only is it Stephen King, it's one, he's probably one of my biggest influences. Yeah, it's Mike Flanagan is directing this. And this Mike Flanagan is what's that? It's the, he's done a ton of stuff, a ton of like really quality horror stuff. I think my favorite thing is Haunting a Hill House on Netflix is one of my absolute favorite things. The in horror. Like I absolutely love that show. I used to, haven't watched it recently. I haven't watched it recently. I've seen it like three times, like all the way through. It's like 8 hour long episodes or something like that. But I've seen it three times. I absolutely love that show. And he also did, he, there was a second run of the Haunting series, but there was this other show. I can't remember the name of that show, but it was, it's on Netflix as well. And it's about like this vampire that came to this small, sleepy kind of island town. And it was a priest who thought he was like an angel or something like that. It was so goofy, but it was still like Mike Flanagan is really solid with this. And yeah, see, Mike Flanagan's gonna do this, and Tom Hiddleston, of course, is Loki from MCU, and Mark Hamill, who is legend. Like, don't really need to explain who Mark Hamill is. Yeah, I can't wait to see this. From the anthology book, If It Bleeds, as confirmed by Deadline. If this news wasn't exciting enough, the outlet confirmed that the project has been added both Tom Hiddleston and Mark Hamill as stars. This marks the second story from the anthology book to be adapted into the feature film, as Mr. Harrigan's Phone from the same collection was brought to life for Netflix last year. Sweet. I heard it was really good, but I haven't actually watched that yet. A release date for the project has yet to be released. That is fine by me, sir. Just, I know if Mike Flanagan is doing a Stephen King adaptation, we are in excellent hands. Yes, it's ready when it's ready. All right. Next up on the feed, the pop culture feed, the creator of Five Nights at Freddy's was has thanked fans who chose not to watch the recently leaked movie trailer. And which is pretty cool, because he's not thanking me. The minute I saw the trailer leaked, I clicked it. I had to. I had to see what this was going to be about. I don't like the game. I don't like the game. I really like the lore surrounding the game. Yeah, so I'm not that big of a fan of the games, but the movie seems, from that trailer, it's a teaser trailer that was leaked. So I mean, that not sure if that was meant to be seen by a lot of people, if it was just supposed to like circulate through the studio or studio heads or whatever. But it looks not that terrible. Let's just go with that. It doesn't look like the worst thing in the world. Okay. Yet to be seen, and I'm not sure if there's a date on this. Probably not. Oh, actually, there is October 27th, it looks like. So right on time for Halloween. Perfect. Oh, that's I mean, that's perfect. But Five Nights at Freddy's creator Scott Cawthon has released a response to the recently leaked trailer for the movie adaptation that is set to hit theaters later this year. Over the past weekend, a leaked version of the first trailer for Five Nights at Freddy's began circulating online and gave fans their first lengthy look at the film of what the film will have in store. And while Cawthon has said that the trailer's leak was disappointing, he also thanked many for going out of their way not to watch it. Now, I went out my way to watch it. Like I had to see what that thing was all about. So, you and bro, you're fine. Like, speaking of, that's how much money that guy's made just from the video games. And then of course, like they say, hey, we want to make a movie of that. Oh, you're fine. Jeez. I'm pretty sure he's not tripping, really. He's just like, oh, you didn't watch it? Hey, man, I appreciate you, bro. Hey, good looking out. You didn't spoil yourself or something. All right. Next on the feed, Beetlejuice 2. Officially confirmed for a 2024 release date. If you know me, you know what this movie means to me. The original Beetlejuice is kind of how I knew I was a freak. I was a weirdo because I was me and Lydia Deetz were pretty syncompatico. we were kind of on the same wavelength there. Honestly, I mean, some ways still are, but a sequel. I think I would have loved to seen a sequel of this like back in like 94 or something, but in 2024, it will be awesome to see Geena Davis again. You know, it will be I had such a huge crush on her too. Probably be, I think because of Beetlejuice, I had such a huge crush on her growing up. And I would love to see a guy who had this got into that crazy situation on another movie site. Alec Baldwin. It would be kind of good to see him kind of try to move on from that crazy tragedy that happened. It doesn't seem like it was. I heard about it. I haven't followed it. Like, I don't know everything that happened, but it doesn't seem like it was entirely his fault at that. You know, it doesn't. It just seemed like a really freak, really tragic, unfortunate accident that happened on the movie site. Something that I'm actually shocked doesn't happen a lot, because I mean, how are you supposed to tell like where's the fake gun with the real gun, or where's the fake ammunition and the real ammunition? You know, it's like the Brandon Lee thing. It's the same thing. It's like, you know, they just kind of misplaced the fake guns with the real guns. And why do you have real guns on the movie site anyway? I would think anything that crosses the lot is like a prop, you know, like, but I who knows? I don't know. It's just I would really like to see both of them together in the sequel. But how are they going to, because they're supposed to be dead in the movies, how are they going to explain them getting older? But you know, and I would love to see Winona Ryder. Oh, and also, somebody else who had a pretty big controversy. I'm not even sure if he is he still around? Okay, Jeffrey Jones. Yes. Is he still working? I want to be still. Yeah, he's no. Well, that's 2019. Yeah, I'm not sure if he's still working. So, he had some controversies himself that he had to work through. But this, I like this guy. I'm an 80s baby, 90s child. So, and I love movies. So he is in a ton of stuff that I grew up watching. He was everywhere back in them days, like mid to late 80s to like mid 90s. You know, he was everywhere. And like it was just like, oh God, he had this. I'm not even gonna go into it, but I wonder if they if there's anything on it on here. Old Jeff, old freaky Jeff. Scheduled to be arraigned on July 14th. That's bad. Damn, that's bad. I used to love seeing him in a movie. Just because he was in everything, and it just felt like that's bad, man. It's unfortunate. It's bad, but yeah, he's in this, of course, and Catherine O'Hara is in it. You know, being a horrible parent, as again, she all her best movies, she's like a horrible parent or so. She left her kid in Home Alone, and then like she just kind of like ignored her kid in this one, who was telling her like there's something wrong with the house. But I'm looking forward to it. I love Beetlejuice. Michael Keaton. Of course, he's born to play this role. And yeah, I love it. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, moving right along. I don't know how long I want this segment to be, but there's only a couple more. Burger King is rolling out a Spider-Man Whopper. Why? I don't like, somebody thinks it'll sell. This is coming from Kotaku's feed. And so I guess it's like red. So it's a regular Whopper, right? But it's like a red bun with the black sesame seeds on it. I guess to represent Miles Morales's spider suit. So let's see. Burger King has revealed a menu item based on the upcoming animated movie Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. And it's a spider suit hamburger, right? So the red bun, black sesame seeds, right? The Spider-Man Whopper is based on the film's lead, Miles Morales, but it's a weird choice because his suit is predominantly red, like the Whopper bun isn't predominantly red, like the Whopper's bun is. Yeah, I don't. I guess you can't have black bun with red sesame seeds. That would be too put offish. But I would have went with it. I just, yeah, hey, or make it a special edition, you know. You want the black buns? Okay, pay an extra $5. Don't do that. It's inflation is crazy right now. Yeah, so when is this going to be made available? For the next few weeks. Okay. If I have some extra cash, maybe I'll go. What? No, I have a story about Whoppers. The last time I had a Whopper, it almost took me out. So I don't know. We'll see. I get it for the cup, and maybe if I had a box, like a commemorative box or something. But yeah. So yeah, that's the thing. If you go to Burger King, get us into the Spider-Verse Whopper. All right. Beetlejuice again. Sequel has added Justin Theroux to his cast. So, okay, cool. Are we done? Okay, Marvel star Scarlett Johansson and director Taika Waititi still plan to drop into Disney's Tower of Terror movie. Okay, that should be, but I don't see Taika. Well, I think Taika might be the perfect match for like a Disney horror type of thing. So it could be a good match. I don't know. Next up, Redfall single player has no is no Prey or Dishonored. I've heard this I've heard it's pretty bad. I've heard it's pretty bad, but I have Game Pass on the PC and the Xbox, but I could download it, and I had my eye on it for a little while, but when it came out and people started saying like, "Ooh, don't play this," it was like, "Ah, damn, damn." It's a shame. I was kind of looking forward to that. What else we got? Oh, EA has confirmed Dragon Age: Dreadwolf is still a little ways off. A little ways off. Yeah, I'll bet. This is coming from comicbook.com feed, and I am looking. Dragon Age series is my favorite RPG series in video games. I love the first one. Awakenings was amazing. The second one was, it got lambasted. It wasn't that, it was pretty good though. It was still pretty good. It's not as good as the first one, granted. Still a very solid RPG. Inquisition is just, it's one of my favorite video games of all time ever. I love Dragon Age Inquisition. I played through it twice now, and just talking about it makes me want to install it again. Yeah, I absolutely love Inquisition, and so I've been waiting on Dreadwolf for like 10 years. Was it 2023? I think Inquisition came out 2014, 2015, something like that. 2023. So yeah, they had their so it's done by BioWare. Well, it's developed by BioWare. It's distributed by EA, basically. And so BioWare has been doing crap like that Mass Effect Andromeda, which I might have to play that again to kind of like judge it fairly. I didn't enjoy it when I first played through it years back. And then that Anthem garbage. So they wasted a ton of money on them two games instead of giving me a new Dragon Age. But I was elated when I heard that there was another one coming. So yeah, Dragon Age Dreadwolf. I love this. Okay, all right, let me stop fanboying out. Dragon Age Dreadwolf, also known as Dragon Age 4, isn't releasing anytime soon. While the new BioWare game has been in alpha since September, which in turn suggested a 2023 or early 2024 release, was on the table. Neither is happening. Damn. How do we know this? Well, today EA confirmed its lineup of games for fiscal year 2024, which is to say the games releasing between April 2023 and March 2024. Of course, unannounced games are not included, so the lineup is potentially not exhaustive. But nonetheless, Dragon Age Dreadwolf is not included, which means the earliest it will be released is April 2024, and I'm not banking on that. It's the thing with me with like highly anticipated games. I see something like this show up and I get really excited for it. And like I look into it and like get really into the news, and then I just put it out of my head because it's like it's not happening anytime soon. But yes, I can't wait for Dragon Age, the next one. Oh, well, here's one I didn't highlight. Jedi Survivor perfectly mixes every era of Star Wars together. That sounds interesting. This is from the Kotaku feed. All right, and this is a pretty solid game, apparently. I haven't had a chance to play it yet, but everybody I know is playing it. So, and I've gotten on good authority that it's pretty excellent. In the early years of Disney's ownership of Star Wars, it felt like the company wasn't interested in any era of the franchise beyond the original trilogy. The material it mined for its own projects came largely from those films, leaving vast swaths of Star Wars history by the wayside. But more recently, Disney and Lucasfilm have seemingly realized that there's more to Star Wars than just those classic films. And Star Wars Jedi Survivor is a great example of how to bring together all of the various eras of one of the most popular sci-fi franchises of all time. Oh, minor spoilers below. Okay, nope. I was trying to see if they had an example, but I'm not going to spoil myself. I'm going to get into it. A solid point there about expanding beyond the original trilogy, because we wouldn't have stuff like The Mandalorian. We would have stuff like even the first Jedi Survivor. I can't remember the name of it, because that was amazing. And it's and like Andor, and things like that. Star Wars Vision, because I think they in the beginning they're thinking just cash cow. Like okay, like Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, Obi-Wan. We got to just keep bringing back the hits, R2, C-3PO. But it's like, okay, yeah, okay, that's cool and all, but like it's the universe is a universe. It expands more than just that. So yeah, it's I'm a guy who really enjoyed it. Oh, they twice. Oh, highlighted it twice too. Okay, all right. I think that is done. Are we done with the oh no, wait. Next up on the pop culture feed, man jailed for life after beating neighbor to death with bag of Pokemon cards. This is from the Kotaku feed. This is real life. This is happening in real life. Is reality. A 31-year-old British man, Andrew Haig, has been sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty of the murder of his neighbor, 50-year-old Simon Wilkinson. Lord, I'm right. The men, both residents of an apartment building in Sheffield, had gotten into a dispute after Mr. Wilkinson accused Haig of being a pedophile. Well, I mean, he looks it. To be fair, it's not that far-fetched. According to ITV via Dexerto, how you say that? Haig, who had a history of mental health problems, I'll bet, shouted, "You called me a effing nonce." What is a nonce? What is that? You Brits, come out here and fight like a man before attacking Wilkinson with a bag filled with boxes of Pokemon cards. I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing. I should laugh. A man died. This is. Oh my God. Oh, another report on the BBC said they were tens of cards. So, this is just crazy. Yeah, the world's just gone to shit. After striking Wilkinson with the bag multiple times, Haig, believing he was committing an act of mercy, picked up a piece of wood and began attacking the victim in the head, inflicting catastrophic injuries. What the? So it's not the Pokemon cards. It's not the Pokemon cards that killed him. It was the damn piece of wood. That's enough of that story. Oh, please tell me there's another one I highlighted. Let's get this. Come on, please, please. I can't end on that one. Well, maybe I should. Maybe I should just end on that. I think I'm done. Yes, so you'll find all that craziness and more on the Max Books Publishing Discord. So yeah, just go to Discord. And just search for Max Books Pubs, and you'll see that blue and white logo with the dove pop up. Just go in there, hit join, just agree to the rules, and yeah, Let's have fun. I'll see you in the I'll see you in the chats.
Hello, I'm Alex Mack, author, founder, and owner of Mack's Books Publishing. I have a very special announcement to make. I can't believe it's finally here, but we actually have our very first official release called We're the Boys. Yeah, so this is a warm and wholesome children's book about the importance of family and the importance of being brave. But not only that, at the end of it, it's actually a full-on activity book with tic-tac-toe and crossword puzzles, even a pop quiz in here. And as you see, it's a full-color storybook. And yeah, it is actually available now. Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon Kindle. And stay tuned to Mack's Books Pubs on all socials for any new announcements or upcoming releases.
Okay, now, next up, if we have here, as far as other than the pop culture feed, is the sports feed, and that's because I'm a massive, massive. I keep up with the sports, I guess you could say. And so yeah, I have it's kind of like a collection. It's basically just the ESPN feeds for the NBA, the NFL, and that's pretty much it. That's I have to add like a UFC, kind of like a combat sports thing to this as well. So yeah, so as kind of the same thing, I just kind of run through this really quick, and just go from what I find out throughout the week. And so yeah, let's see. So NBA on ESPN has on here, Book has ascended into a rare air this postseason. Okay, that's I mean that's, why do we do this? We are so quick to like compare somebody to Jordan. Like, okay, it's Devin Booker. He's gonna ball out like that. Yeah, I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. Is he MJ? No. Why are we doing this? Why are we comparing Devin Booker to MJ? But okay, why did I even highlight that? I'm not even sure. Yeah, and these so the NBA playoffs are in full swing. We're going on mid-May here. So, and this is, I don't have cable, so I don't have TNT, but I'm kind of missing out on like one of the best and craziest playoffs in recent history. Like this playoff has been crazy. Like with the whole Lakers, Grizzlies thing, the whole like Dylan Brooks, it's been wild. The Bucks, like the whole Bucks firing their championship winning head coach, and pretty much leaving Giannis up in the air. I think he has a year left on his year on his deal, a year maybe 2 years left on his deal. Will he resign to Milwaukee? It's a good chance. He's a kind of like that kind of dude. He would stay home, quote unquote, the place that brought him in, the place he won a championship, like, and did it kind of like quote unquote again the right way. You know, he didn't build a super team. They just build on what they had and just kind of like grind it till they got there. But I know Milwaukee needs it. I think the owner sold recently too, because maybe he thinks Giannis ain't gonna stay. So yeah, it's been a crazy postseason this year, and I haven't been able to see a thing, unfortunately. So yeah, I say right here. Giannis showed love to Mike Budenholzer. I guess there are times where you have to shake it up, and I think it's a new ownership too. Again, you have to remember the old owner just sold it, so you know they're trying to shake it up, and he's gonna bring in his own people to, because you know we need to sign Giannis, we need to compete, you know we need to be championship level, need to get it done. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's a mistake. You just probably need to build a better roster. I mean, what's firing Budenholzer really gonna do? But I don't own a like a billion dollar sports franchise, so what do I know? All right. Next on NBA on ESPN feed, the all defensive teams have came out. So the first team all defense is Alex Caruso. That's a point, I guess you would say. Jrue Holiday as a two guard, Jaren Jackson as a three, as your swing, Brooke Lopez as a four, and Evan Mobley. I don't think it's going in any order, honestly, but yeah, so it's just Alex Caruso, Jrue Holiday, Jaren Jackson Jr., Brooke Lopez, and Evan Mobley. Yeah, solid list. Alex Caruso, like, I'm surprised they let him go in LA, but I guess they had to make room for Russell Westbrook, right? That's horrible GMing. I wouldn't even did that in 2K, bro. Like, that was crazy. Like, because when I first heard that Lakers and Wizards made that trade like a couple years ago, I got excited because I thought it was Bradley Beal. Like, finally, Bill's gonna like compete for titles and championships and stuff, but whatever. Oh, and look what we have here. Look what we have here. Second team all defense. Derek White, OG Anunoby, Dylan Brooks, Draymond Green, and Bam. I don't, you know what? Dylan, I saw all the memes too, were like, Dylan Brooks going to be in China next year, but he can, he has a spot. He has a spot on the playoff team. They just got to win. Like, they got to do more than just talk all the time. They actually got to, but I think the slander was a bit too much. Don't why would you go after LeBron? Like, why? There's no win in that. There's no win in that. But I don't know. He made a name for him. No, hey, he made a name for himself. So, he can get a deal, and he's second team all defense. Hey, somebody gonna pick him up. So, do I have anything else here? Okay, NFL on ESPN says Tim Hasselbeck thinks Anthony Richardson has to see the field ASAP. It says, let's just agree right now he's going to make mistakes. If he can learn from them and not have them happen again, then all that potential Jonathan Taylor is talking about, then we'll see it soon. I mean, duh, that's like kind of like a no duh statement. But and again, what? The Colts start them. Like, what else? What else do you have? What else do you have? That's why I kind of wish the Commanders would have tried to make some moves and go for them, but we like wins. Moving right along. Packers are preaching patience for Jordan Love around the organization. This the wrong time for patience, right? Aaron Rodgers is gone, man. Aaron Rodgers went to the Jets. So the patience for Jordan Love is kind of out, ain't it? It's time to go. It's go time. Like, I don't know what the patience part is, but I don't know, and Jordan Love didn't campaign any either. Like what Aaron Rodgers did with the whole Brett Favre. He had to sit behind Brett Favre, But yeah, I don't. Was there a campaign for Jordan Love, or he was just kind of waiting in the wings until, Aaron Rodgers just decided to either retire or move on, and he decided to move on, I guess. 21 points for number 21 at the half. Yeah, 21 and a half that for the reigning MVP. I saw a thing on here too about is it a big man's league again since Steph and all of that kind of like was getting like all the MVP nods about 4 or 5 years ago. But now it's been Giannis, it's been Djokovic, and now Embiid, like all bigs and all dominating bigs at that. And so and all like do it all bigs. Like, I mean, Giannis not I don't think you categorize Giannis as an all around because he can shoot, but I'm not calling that play. With down two, a minute left in the game. I'm not calling that play. But he has shown that he can like score from the outside. But no, Embiid and Joker, they definitely can. So yeah, I was seeing that. Is it a big man's league again now that it's been like back to back to back, big men MVP now. So yeah, we'll see. And I would love to see like a Nuggets Sixers finals too, just to see like those two once in a lifetime, generational centers like go at it in every way possible, like inside, outside, post game, pick and rolls, like all that. Yeah, that would be crazy. And also, speaking of which, I need to see brackets because again, I don't have cable, so I haven't seen it. So where are we are, this is Wednesday, May 11th. So is Heat leading the Knicks 3-2. They just won. Sixers leading the Celtics 3-2. Nuggets leading the Suns 3-2. Like, damn, come on, man. Come on, KD. Come on, bro. And Lakers leading the Warriors 3-1. Now, this is so interesting. So interesting. It's like the fortunes have reversed. And now LeBron got Steph on the ropes 3-1. So can they make a comeback? We'll see. I don't know. Let's go. But yeah, these playoffs have been crazy. And I've missed every single one of them. But what can you do? Okay, Russ and Sean Payton is new head coach at the Suns Nuggets game. Right? So if Russ comes back, Russell Wilson comes back to form like he played in Seattle, then we can just say it was just that one crazy year with the head coach that just sucked. Then the head coach would be the scapegoat. I don't even remember the guy's name, but if Russ can bounce back and be like the Russ of like the Seattle, Russell Wilson, then I guess what else can you say? But then it was just that one head coach that had no business being a head coach. He was somebody's son, I think, is pretty much how he got the job. Good Lord. 91-74. Yeah, that's game. Jokic drops his 10th career playoff triple double, passing Wilt for most ever by a center. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Like his numbers, Jokic's numbers are like the video game numbers. Like this. And like watching him play, like back when I had the league pass, it was so gradual too. Like it was just like you see him play and he'd be out there, he'd be playing. And I mean, I don't know if you'd call it dominating though. Like it was so gradual. It's just by the third quarter, he's got like these kind of numbers, And it's just like, damn, he did. Yeah, he has been dominating out there, hasn't he? It's so gradual, so lackadaisical. It's just, yeah, it's crazy watching him play. Yeah, just so let's just like yeah, I look at that. Look at that. He's just yeah. I do this.
It's what I do.
No biggie. Insane. Okay, yeah, I think are we good on the sports feed? So yeah, this is kind of like the sports feed. Pretty much everything is for right now is everything NFL and NBA. And so yeah, that's look forward to that. Just look forward to that every week. And also you can come in, join on the Discord. Just go on the Discord, search for Max Books Publishing for for servers to join. And yeah, it's right there. You can follow along. You can we can discuss. You can like all that good stuff. It's all right here.